Welcome back to the Loggy Lock Sports Betting Podcast. It's your boy. What's up, guys? So real quick, I recorded an intro last night, about 17 minutes long, I believe. Nothing really super important, so I want to get the picks out to you ASAP. So what I'm going to do is just get right into the picks right here, right now, and I'm going to play that intro part. I don't want it to go to waste. I'm just going to put that at the end. If you want to listen to it, listen to it. If not, no big deal. Last night, went 3-0 in the NBA, so I'm feeling confident. Early on in the season, as you know, I don't really like betting or releasing picks this early in the pro season, but I feel like I have a good read on these games, on these teams so far. Everything that we expected to happen is pretty much exactly happening. Last night really built up my confidence, and as I told you a couple podcasts ago, especially the first 7 to 12, sometimes to 15 games, especially in the NBA, the lines are super soft. The books simply cannot put out a proper, consistent and accurate line within a 24 to 36 hour notice. And they certainly, for 100%, are definitely not able to put out accurate live lines yet. You got to realize real quick, the books have essentially 15 to a maximum of 30 to max 40 seconds, 45 seconds, max, like really only 10 to 20, 25 seconds to release a live line. And it's got to change every 10 to 20, 20, 25 max, really, in my opinion, seconds to get closer to that accurate number. So I'm going to do a podcast soon about another betting advice strategy topic podcast, and that's going to be on, the next one's going to be on how to properly line bet, and it's going to be a long one because there's a lot that goes into properly live betting NBA games, especially early on in the season. You got to be A, super patient, B, super confident, and C, most importantly and the most difficult thing is you got to be fast. You got to be able to process what's going on in the game. You got to, first of all, okay, you have to absolutely 100% know the game of basketball. In my experience, the best live bettors, and this includes myself, I'm pretty good at it. I like to consider myself pretty good at it, are like high level, at least high level varsity, like playing against high level national type competition, high school ball players, point guards for the most part, and coaches for the most part. But most coaches turn out to be point guards anyway, ex-point guards anyway, in my experience. The best ones anyway are usually ex-point guards. The reason for that is, I don't know if it's obvious to you or not, but you have to know the game of basketball to bet these live lines accurately. And the reason point guards are so goddamn good at it, at coaching, as well as betting, is because they know the game of basketball inside and out. Point guards are essentially the quarterbacks of basketball. They're the game managers. They have the ball in their hands the most. They have to make the most good, proper decisions on a consistent basis, daily game, every single game basically. Shout out to the point guards out there. So yeah, at least high level national competition, some high level regional, local, high school basketball guys, really usually the best. And then, you know, I got to say any college player, but especially anybody who played like low-level, mid-level, or especially high-level college D1 ball, but especially anybody who also played medium to high-level D3 ball and medium to high-level D2 ball as well, especially point guards, once again. So it's going to be a long, but it's going to be at least an hour and a half to 2 hour podcast. I mean, just talking about how to accurately bet live lines, especially early on in the year. With that being said, I'm confident in my NBA ability. Since 2015 is when I actually really started to bet heavy in the NBA. And one of the reasons for that is I had been running all four of the systems at that point since 2008. So at that point, I had about seven and a half seasons worth of data stored up. So I felt confident in the numbers and the data and all that good stuff. And especially this season, like I said, throughout the first one or two games of these team seasons, it's pretty much exactly what all the experts predicted and what I and most people who know the game of basketball and watch the NBA closely, what we all expected. We expected the Warriors to struggle. However, I'm holding back my thoughts on Golden State until they play like three or four or five games and I see them against some lesser competition, because don't get it twisted, you guys. The LA Clippers are for real. They're a high level, top tier, elite, top three in the full, at least top five right now. We'll say that in the NBA so far for sure. Kawhi Leonard, man. Wow. Impressive, man. What's so impressive about him, in my opinion, is his confidence and his patience on offense. He will just slowly dribble you down. Wait till you either double team him or he gets body positioned on you. And if you don't come with the double team, and even if you do really have good defensive position on him, he's so big and so strong, and he's got such a good mid-range jump shot. It's insane. He's just so good, you guys. So good. In my mind, right now, at this moment in time, right now, he is the best basketball player in the world, right this second. There's nobody better than Kawhi Leonard. Giannis, the Greek freak, I'll learn how to say his last name properly one day. He's fucking incredible too, man. He, in my mind, is the second best player in the world. And that's a close one because Giannis has a size advantage. Kawhi has a better handle, I think, in my opinion. He's got better strength. And he's not small. He's 6'7". You know what I mean? But Giannis is just, he's that Durant level height. You know what I mean? And man, if he could develop a long, consistent three-point shot, whoo, Giannis is a problem, you guys. LeBron, you got to show me something this year, LeBron. I've always been a little bit low on LeBron because he relies a lot on his size and his strength and his just overall speed at 6'8", 6'8 and a half, fucking 275, 280, 285. He better show up or show out, man. He really better show me something, you know. I have my whole opinion on him versus Kawhi, what's going on there. Kawhi came for it. Kawhi got it. Kawhi is now the best player in the NBA. He proved it last year and throughout the entire playoffs. Look at who he went through in the playoffs. Philly, Milwaukee Bucks, Boston, and then the Warriors. Fucking took them all on by himself. Fucking impressive, you guys. Fucking impressive. Woo! Oh, man. I'm going to release my top 10 in the entire NBA soon. I'm going to release the top 3 or top 5 in the East, in both conferences. So I'll be right back. I just got to take a quick little break, and I'll be right back. 2 seconds. Jesus Christ almighty, my brain is shot. All right, I'm just going to wrap this up and get right into the picks. But I was saying, one of my favorite things to do for relaxation time and, you know, shit like that is to actually go out to the book, you know, play some action. Fucking buses everywhere, sorry. I'm on my way to the comedy club and I just don't have time. That's also why this podcast is so late. But there's nothing really better in my mind as a sports veteran, as a sports fan, as going, placing some action, and sitting there and watching the game, having a few beers. I'm not drinking right now, but, you know, chilling, baby, chilling. Especially there with friends. If you guys all have one big bet together that you all took and we're all rooting for the same thing, it's fun. And my favorite thing, excuse me, fucking idiots, man. So one thing I really love to do at live sports books, because pretty much everybody does it, especially if they're, you know, around books all the time. It's just pretty much a well-known thing. Especially in college basketball, because a lot of the times the dogs can hit this, is the first to 15 points. It's a hell of a lot of fun. Almost like probably like 95% of the guys in there have, or gals in there have, and either over or under bet on one of those. So that's always fun. But anyway, so that's pretty much it. Of course, the motherfucking godforsaken fucking fire truck coming my way. God damn it. Oh, man. Guys, I fucking hate this place. Fuck. All right, let's get right into the picks. Like I said, I'm comfortable and confident in my NBA picks for right now. Exactly what I expected to, how I expected the season to start out, as well as a lot of experts and sharps agreed. It's going nearly exactly how I thought it was going to go. I really did. I did not think the Clippers were going to be this good, especially without Paul George. And I just have to reiterate this real quick one more time. I will release my rankings for the NBA. I think I'm going to release a standalone episode with some other content in it probably later tonight or early this morning for you guys. I hope you enjoy it. I'm working hard on the podcast. But yeah, man, like I was saying before, just real quick before I get into the picks, Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek Freak, and Kawhi Leonard are absolutely, they cemented it last night on the first game of the season, especially with last year, how that went down. Those are the top two. Try to argue this, please. Anybody, if you can make a convincing argument on this and change my mind, I don't think it happened. I think I'm so set in this right now that they are the best two basketball players in this entire world. Giannis could definitely jump over Kyrie. He's got to improve his jump shot and three-point shot a little bit. Other than that, I mean, he plays lockdown defense. He's huge. Gets to the basket. Shoots a high percentage. Shoots close to the rim. Finishes strong. Decent from the free throw line. Developing a jump shot at this point. Quick off the dribble. Quick first step. He's just an all-around great player. Kawhi Leonard, just a little bit better. Just a little better. And one of the main reasons I say that, by the way, also, this motherfucker can play on any team with anybody, and that team will be great. He literally willed his way into that fucking game last night. It was impressive, man. He's fucking good. He's fucking good. And I was not always that high on Kawhi Leonard. But what he did last year in the playoffs, especially against the Bucks, these Bucks, which he showed again, baby, I can take you and I will take you and I'm here, I'm the best. Okay, anyway, this is not the ranking episode, so I'm just going to get right into the picks today. These are all strong leans to podcast picks. Rank them how you want. I'm just going to say them all. The NFL tonight, we've got one game. Oh, no, we don't have any games. Tonight is Friday. I'm bugging. But so far, tentatively, what I have so far for the NFL is number one, Jacksonville, minus five and a half. That's a lean. Right now, I have Detroit playing at home, playing the Giants, minus 6.5. I love that bet. That's the strongest one so far of the week. I think they win by a touchdown or more easily. I also like the under in that game. That's a lean. Tampa Bay at Tennessee. I don't know, but I like Tennessee leaning minus 2.5. Another strong pick, in my opinion, is Carolina at San Francisco. I think San Francisco, if they keep playing the way they are, minus 5.5 should hit for sure. Oakland at Houston, I got nothing there. Cleveland at New England. How could you not bet the Patriots? How could you not take a stab betting the Patriots this week? How could you not? Minus 11.5. Buy that bitch down to minus 10 and see what happens. Roll the dice. If that was minus 8.5 or better, I'm jumping on it all day. Minus 11.5 is a lot, but I still think they cover. I'm seeing a 13-21 point win. This is the one that's nice. Yeah, Green Bay at Kansas City. No Mahomes. Kansas City is a younger team. Green Bay is fantastic. The line has moved. It's flipped. It was minus 4. KC is currently minus 4. Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers, that bad man. 69% of the public's on Green Bay, and this is not an NFL pick podcast, so let's keep moving. Gotta take a stab at Pittsburgh playing Miami, right? Minus 13.5. Fuck Miami. Okay, tonight's NBA pick. Here we go. First game jumps right out of me. Toronto at Boston. I gotta ride Boston once again, especially with what the line just did as I was recording this. It was minus 3.5, then it was minus 3. It's down to minus 2.5. 64% of the public is on Boston, yet the line keeps getting better. You already know how I feel about that. Like I said, Bucks, Philly, Boston is the top three in the East for me right now. If Toronto could take down Boston here today, I got to consider Boston in that top three. But teams in the NBA and pretty much every professional sport, they don't want to go 0-2. Toronto is 1-0. The squeak that went out. Boston is not going to shoot 56% from the free throw line. It's going to be better tonight. And they're not going to shoot whatever they were, like 7 for 28 or whatever, from three-point range. So I think Boston wins and covers easily tonight. It should be pretty much sweat-free. They're currently minus 2.5 at BetOnline, Pinnacle, and PointsBet. And then, funny, I told you guys yesterday about DraftKings when I tweeted out DraftKings plus 3, minus 112. FanDuel, got to fuck with them a little bit. Plus 3 as well, minus 110, so it's $2 better. So yeah, most books have it at plus 3. Toronto plus 3 at minus 110. PointsBet has the best Boston line right now, minus 2.5, minus 107. Oh no, I'm sorry. No, they don't. They have Toronto plus 2.5, minus 105. What I would do if I was you guys real quick, I would take Boston minus the 2.5. Go ahead and buy a full point to be safe to make it minus 1.5, minus 134. I like that a lot. I also like minus 2.5, but I'm going to take a little, I'm going to take a shot at Boston again. I think they're a better team than they showed the other night, and that's that. So we got to ride Boston until the wheels motherfucker fall off. I really think Boston wins this game at home tonight. Knicks at Brooklyn. I think the Knicks cover the plus 8.5. I really do. Knicks, listen, they don't look as bad as I thought this year. I think they even might squeak into the playoffs. They might fuck around and squeak into the 18. We'll see. We will see, but Knicks, I think, cover the plus 8.5. Not sure if they win in Brooklyn, but they might even be able to take a nice little tiny stab at the money line plus 300. But I don't recommend it, but you might want to do that anyway. 0.3.11 or 0.3.3 units to win, 0.33 to win 0.9, about a unit, whatever. Dallas at New Orleans, nothing for you, but I do like Dallas leaning there. Chicago at Memphis, I got nothing, but I do like the under 224. 70% on Chicago, by the way, 66% on the over. I recommend if you are going to bet this game, go ahead and be contrarian. I would take Memphis plus 2 and the under. Washington at OKC, a tough game to cap. I'm going to go ahead and take Washington plus the points, plus 8.5. Might even go ahead and buy that to plus 9 just to be safe. Washington is not the worst team in the world. I wish they had John Wall playing, but they don't. So go ahead. And Phoenix at Denver, 11.5 points is a lot. But people are really, 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 really high on this Denver team. We'll see what happens in that game. Portland at Sacramento, this one, I'm not sure what to do. All the experts are very high as well as I am on the Kings, especially their team total over. Also, 82% of the public is on Portland. That's a bit scary. But if I was going to bet this game, I would probably have to take Portland with Lillard and McCollum and that group of guys. Then you got Utah at LA. If the Lakers don't win and cover this game by at least 6 points, 7 points, that's it for them. I'm not sold. I'll be very disappointed. I'm not playing that game, but whatever. Also, you have Minnesota at Charlotte. I don't know. No idea. What else we got? Any college football games? Yes, we have one. USC at Colorado. USC is currently minus 10.5. Open up at minus 12.5. 64% on USC. How do you not take USC in this spot? I don't know. It's probably a skip for me, but I would lean USC for you guys. We got a World Series game tonight. Anything can happen here, you guys. Got to ride Washington at home. Got to, with Annabelle Sanders coming out. Got to. A lot of line movement here, you guys. Houston opened up at minus 114. They're currently, listen to this, 114 to minus 152. That's huge. 55% of the public is on Houston. Another huge line movement. You got to take Washington. You have to. Washington opened at plus 101. They're currently plus 142, so $41 better. And 75% is on the over 8.5, by the way, minus 111. Interesting. Total opened up at 7. Over 7, minus 122. It's over 8.5, minus 111. It opened up at under 7, plus 106. Currently under 8.5, minus 109. I would lean the under here. Contrarian bet. 75% of the public is on the over. So that's it for the picks. I might add a little bit extra here at the end of this if you want to listen. If not, I will be releasing a standalone episode of the podcast later tonight or tomorrow. If you want, listen to the end of this. It has a little bit of info about a new ad I'm going to run. It might cause a little bit of controversy. We'll see. And as far as the NHL, I got nothing for you. I'm going to give you my leans, though, real quick. San Jose at Toronto. Toronto's minus 179. I would take a shot at San Jose at plus 161. Only 33% of the public on that. Grab it. Arizona at Jersey Devils. I saw Arizona play live. They look pretty damn good. I like Arizona here at plus 111. 55% of the public is on Arizona. Open at a plus 110. Only $1 movement. Buffalo at Detroit. I'm leaving this game alone completely because Buffalo has let me down. However, Buffalo. Buffalo open at minus 126. You know how I love this ship. 67% of the public is on Buffalo. It went down from minus 125, minus 111. You got to take a shot at Buffalo here at minus 111. I would also go ahead and do the minus one spread bet here because the Buffalo run punt line is minus 1.5 plus 220. So go ahead and grab that. I would bet that as a spread minus one bet. If you don't know how to do that, ask me, DM me, or listen to the podcast where I explain that. And I want to get this up quick. I got 4 minutes to 6:30. I want to release it at least a half hour before 7 o'clock. New York Islanders at Ottawa. New York opened at minus 135, getting 65% of the public. If the line gets better, minus 118. I don't like New York Islanders on the road. I don't. New York played last night at home. They're great at home. They beat Arizona 4-2. And their fucking opponent, who is Ottawa, right? What did I just say? Yeah, Ottawa. New York did play last night. Ottawa did not play last night. So Ottawa should be rested. I like Ottawa here for sure. The odds right now for Ottawa are plus 107, only getting 35% of the action. What worries me here is the line movement versus public percentage on this. New York opened up at minus 135, getting 65% of the public is currently down to minus 118. I also recommend here, you guys, go ahead and find an all puck line -1.5 for Ottawa. It should be around plus 320-ish. So that deserves a look. And last but not least, you guys, Watson at Vancouver. I like Watson here a lot. It's not a podcast pick, but I gotta let it go. Watson open at minus 115, Vancouver minus 105. Currently, 67% of the public is on Watson. It's down to minus 103. You know how I love that. And then Vancouver, $2 worse, minus 107. Technically, Vancouver is the favorites at home, but it's close. I would also recommend taking a little bet on the Washington puck line. Alternate line, -1.5. Should be around plus 290 to plus 340, something like that. Anyway, guys, that's it for the picks section. I'm going to go ahead and add in the segments I recorded last night and earlier. If you want to listen, listen. If not, go fuck yourself. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Thanks for getting in touch with me. Hit me up on Twitter at JADULANIE, JD Sports Picks on Twitter. Email JD.Pro11@gmail.com. Please tip me and donate on Cash App. It's been slow lately. Tonight, I like the NBA picks a lot. I'm confident in the NBA this year. If it continues at this rate, we're going to start seeing double-digit Clippers spreads a lot. So the books have not adjusted yet. The books still don't know what to do. And I'm going to be tweeting tonight during the games any live bets that I see. That's tough, though, because once the tweet gets out, by the time you guys read it, the line have changed by fucking 2 to fucking 1,000 points. So who knows? I will be live betting my ass off, especially if I need to hedge a little bit. But I like the picks today, guys. I love you. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Hit me up, you guys. Let's eat motherfucking together. Welcome back to the Locky Lock Sports Betting Podcast. It's your boy. Today is Friday, October 25th, 2019. Thanks for listening, as always. I want to speak right off the bat, first of all. I have so many ideas for this podcast. I literally, without exaggeration, have 43 betting topics I want to cover, as well as 15 or more different ideas I want to try out, and then 3 other pretty huge ideas for other podcasts that I want to first find a way to incorporate onto this show before actually starting a whole new show. So with that being said, I also made a decision today. It took me over a month and a half of thinking it over and thinking if it was the right move for the show, thinking if it was any kind of conflict of interest. So before I say what that decision is, I want to say, if you've listened to the podcast for a while now, you will know that for the first month and a half or so, maybe 2 months or so, when I was doing the podcast, I would always say on the show, like, oh, I wish I could give this pick out. I love it a lot, but it's part of the pick package. I started and then wound up starting to work after I stopped doing my own paid pick service because I could do 95% less work and make 75% of the same money. So I worked for a pick selling service for about 3 years and about 2 months into the recording of the chip. I made a pretty big decision when I started really taking this show seriously to go ahead and quit my job with them and basically sacrifice whatever money I was making in order to be able to release the best picks on the show for free. It never failed. It was literally every single episode early on where I said, man, I really love these two or three picks, or four or five picks even. Usually it was one to three, sometimes none, but usually one to three. I would say, you know, I really want to release this pick, but I can't. How could I release a pick for free on a podcast when there's, you know, 150 plus other people out there paying fucking, you know, 175 a week, I think it was, at 500 a month. You know, it wasn't fair to them to release the picks for free. But in order to make this podcast the best it could possibly be, I made the decision to go ahead and quit working with them. And my hope was to basically, you know, make the podcast the best it could be, make the picks the best they could be, and put out the best content I could for free. And eventually, the tips and listener supporters amount would equal or surpass the money I was making from the service. So for now, it hasn't come close, and that's fine. I would much rather do the podcast than charge the picks. So with that said, something came across my radar about a month and a half, 2 months back. A pick selling service wanted to run an ad on the podcast. I immediately said no, but I've been keeping an eye on them this whole time. They have sent me over the past 6 weeks their weekly, it's a college football paid pick service, by the way. I'm going to run an ad for it for them on the show. If you're interested, you could either DM me, or I'll send you somebody to DM or text or email, and you could find out the details on the paid pick service. I will talk about the price on the ad. And if you do want, if you decide you want to pay for these picks and join this service, it's a weekly deal, and it will start for the first game, first college football game next week, which would be, let me just check so I get this accurately, it would be week 10, and the first game is Thursday the 31st at 8 p.m., West Virginia versus Baylor. So that would be the first day of the picks. I'm not guaranteeing that one of the, so basically in the ad, I'm going to say there'll be 11 picks minimum each week, starting Thursday. So I'm not guaranteeing that West Virginia at Baylor will even be one of the games that are released for them. But what I'm trying to say is, if you don't join them by Thursday at like 7:50 p.m. Eastern time, then you're beat until at least next week. It took me 6 weeks to watch them, watch what they're doing. They've been sending me their picks for the past 6 weeks. I've been going over them with the agreement that I wouldn't tail them for free if I wasn't already taking them, whatever, not a big deal. And I'm confident in their abilities. And with that being said, I'm going to, with much consideration, and it's been a tough decision, but the amount of money they're paying me to run the ad, I just can't turn it down. So the next couple weeks or so, unless I get really, really terribly negative feedback from, you know, the daily listeners and the people that I trust who listen to the podcast, and especially the financial support, especially the big guys, unless you guys really, really hate the fact that I'm advertising this paid pick client service, then I'm going to continue to do it. My best sport, which also went into my decision, is not college football, for sure, as you guys know. So I don't see an instance where one of their top 11 picks is going to be one of my picks that I was going to release on the podcast. If that situation does come up, I'm going to put the podcast first, always. If that situation comes up and I love a pick a lot that I was going to definitely release on the podcast, especially if it's going to be a Locky Lock pick of the day, and it's on their list of 11 or more picks for that week, I will cancel the ad, I will stop doing it, and I will not run the ad, and I will give that pick to you guys on the podcast for free. I always put this show first and foremost above anything. If I didn't believe in something, I would not put it on the show, regardless of how much money they were paying me to run the ad. So with all that being said, you're going to hear a new ad coming up soon, either on this episode or tomorrow's episode, advertising this pick service. They're well priced. They're not too expensive. They're definitely cheaper than the service that I work for. definitely cheaper than the service I created and did for about a year and a half or year and 10 months or so. Was successful in it, but like I said, I always want to put this podcast first because I care about it. And then with that being said, I've got a lot of betting advice episodes already recorded. I've got a big time, well, not a big time, it's a big time interview for me. Either next week or the week after that, I'm going to sit down with a pretty well-sized, big-time local bookie that I know. I'm not a customer of his. I don't use his book. And he's agreed to sit down as long as I don't use his full name. He's going to sit down with me and answer, honestly, some questions that I have about running a fucking, according to him, $250,000 to $500,000 a week in profit book. So it's a sizable book. He's got, I believe, 12 or 14 employees working for him, be it runners, phone answerers, website designers, whatever. So yeah, that should be fun. As well as, you know, keep an eye out for other episodes where I do some betting advice topics. I got some storytelling episodes I want to get down. I haven't recorded any of those yet, but I do have a couple stories. I do want to tell the story about the day I was the honorary ball boy for the 95-96 or 94-95. I'm not sure. I have to look back. When I was 10 or 11 years old, I was the honorary ball boy for the New York Knicks when they played the Houston Rockets. So I'd like to tell that story. It's a pretty interesting story and pretty cool, in my opinion. Got a couple ideas. I want to try these ideas out for these podcasts that I have in such a way that it sticks with the sports betting theme, so I can, you know, run ideas on this podcast and get feedback from an already built-in audience. I think it's a silly idea to just go ahead and start up a brand new podcast that is not a proven idea with absolutely zero audience. To start all over again is absolutely a daunting task, in my opinion. To get this podcast where it is now, took a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of energy, and we're just starting here. But I'm happy with the growth so far. I'm happy with the guests I've chosen to have on twice now, Matt at Jersey Way Betting. And full disclosure, Matt at Jersey Way Betting, my guest, worked for this pick selling service. So that's how this came across my radar in the first place, which, by the way, is another thing I want to say about this ad before I start running it, is part of the reason I'm running this ad is not that I'm friends with Matt. It just happened to come across my radar because he works for them. There are several levels of people above him running this service. So he basically just works for them. He tries to find new clients and he gets a percentage of their action, basically. So yeah, he might be the contact that sent you to. But if you're not comfortable with that situation and you would like to talk to somebody above him that I'm not, I have no relation to, feel free to ask me about that and I'll do that for you guys. I want you guys to feel comfortable. This service is legit. I've seen what they do. I've seen the amount of clients and the number of clients that they have. They've been pretty open with me, so I know everything about them. And again, I would not run an ad on this podcast for anything that I didn't really believe in. The only other podcast or the only other ad that I've ran that I had really a choice in running, obviously I run the Anchor ad consistently because that's who I use to make my podcast for the most part. They've been good to me and they pay decent. The other ad that I ran in the past was Spotify. The reason I ran that ad is because A, Spotify owns Anchor. B, they paid $5 more per 1,000 listens than Anchor. And the reason I stopped is because their campaign ran out. It was a 4-month ad campaign, so I did the 4 months and they're done. The only other ad I've run on this podcast was the Stokecast podcast, who paid another $5 more than Spotify. So they paid quite a bit, the Stokecast podcast, but they were only a 3-week ad campaign. So they paid us a pretty decent amount for 1,000, which is the highest I've seen so far, actually. And it took me a week and a half to decide to run that ad because I had to listen to the podcast. I had to listen to several different episodes and make sure it was a decent show. I wasn't going to run an ad for a shit podcast on my podcast. That would make my product worse. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much it for the intro. I just wanted to get those thoughts out there. So when you start hearing this new ad for the pick selling service, just know I vetted it. I vouched for it. I trust it. I believe in it. And know I have your back. Also, their guaranteed deal is pretty sweet. Basically, if they don't turn a winning record, like, so if they put out 11 picks and they don't go at least at a minimum 6-5, They will return. I got to look at the contract, but I believe half the money and give you the next week for free, something like that. So yeah, they're fair. And the 6 weeks that I've seen, I've looked at their picks. They've went, the worst they've gone is 6-5 so far. And even though that the agreement says they have to go at least 6-5 and they're good, even that week when they went 6-5, they still held up their end of the guarantee for a losing record. So even though they won barely, they weren't happy with it, so they still kept up that guarantee. The other weeks, they went 10-1 one week, 9-2 one week, and like 7-4 the other week, and then another good week. I think they went 8-5 or 8-4 one week, something like that. But yeah, that's it. I won't say anything more about that because I know it's kind of annoying. I don't really like pick selling service at all. Part of the reason I quit my job, I quit doing it myself, was because I just don't like it. It doesn't have a good rep. But this service I like. So it won't be on for long. It'll be a couple weeks at max. Hopefully I can get them some business. And the amount they're paying me pays off for them. Oh, okay, I had to say that. I care about this podcast more than you guys could know. And just knowing, I told somebody this earlier today, just knowing that I've reached as many people as I've reached and gotten such positive feedback. You know, there's always at least one or two haters. I've had zero haters slide into my DMs or email or voice messages about this podcast. Everything has been positive. So I appreciate that. It means a lot to me. And even if we never grow any more than where we're at right now, which is impossible, we can only go up from here. I'll still always do the podcast because I love doing it and I care about it. So with that being said, that's the intro for today. Today's Friday. There's quite a few picks I have. I've got four leans for you, strong leans. I'm being super picky about the picks nowadays. I got four leans for you. I got one very strong lean for you. And then I got three podcast picks for you guys. And I have a Locky Lock pick of the day that I'm just going to release to you guys for completely for free today. So enjoy the episode. Enjoy the picks. Hope we do well. Last night we went, by the way, you guys got to follow me on Twitter if you're not already, because yesterday I released on the podcast the Buffalo Sabres, and then midway through the first period, it looked like they were just playing like complete shit, so I went ahead and released as kind of a hedge the New York Islanders at home. They always deserve a good look at home, and they covered, and not only did they win the money line, they also covered the -1.5, so if you don't follow me on Twitter, you should. So with that being said, on yesterday's podcast, I went 1-1 in the NHL, and once I saw I was losing the Buffalo Sabres bet, what I tweeted out was basically bet enough to cover the money line, half and a half, -1.5 line, whatever you bet on those total, plus the VIG, make sure you bet that amount on the Islanders to win that much so that you can at least break even, and that's what happened. Went 0-1-1. In college football, lost the SMU -12 pick, pushed the over 65, god damn it. And in the NBA, the Bucks won and covered, which was cool. And let's see how the Clippers are doing real quick. It's still Thursday night, by the way. I always record the intro the night before. I just want to see how they're doing real quick. The Clippers are up 57-44, 4 minutes and 41 seconds left in the second quarter. So Clippers are up 13, which looks good for now. I also took a live bet because that's always could be profitable. I also took the Clippers at -3.5 live, so see what happens there. I just couldn't pass that down. And after the Bucks won, and after the NHL pushed, and after I lost one bet in the college football, I decided to go ahead and jump on the Clippers last minute. And even though that was just a lean, I wanted to take a stab at least breaking even. So if I hit the Clippers personally tonight, I'll break even exactly today. I will not win or lose a dollar, which is fine with me. I cannot win a fucking full day these last 10 days, you guys. I won a couple days here and there, but nothing huge, nothing big enough to be proud of. And the last 10 days, I am now fucking like 16-19 or some shit. And those three losses under the wins just really pissed me off. 16 wins, 19 losses really pissed me off. And now we got a push to add into this, so whatever. Anyway, I'm going to be way more picky on the podcast picks. There will be no more NHL picks on the podcast until at least 20 games into the season. There will be no more NBA picks until at least 20-25 games into the season as well. And that's it. There might be an NBA pick here or there, because I really do like betting NBA, and I'm confident in my picks there. But they will be highly researched and thoroughly, they'll be strong picks. I promise you that much. So let's go. Let's eat together. Here come the picks. No further ado. And then after the picks, I'm going to come back and do a quick outro. I'm going to talk about a betting advice topic, I think. If not, I'm definitely going to do an outro and talk some more shit. Love you guys. Thanks for listening. As always, hope you enjoy the show. Let's go. Let's eat together, you guys. Bum-ba-da-bum-ba-bum. Baby, I'm back. All right, guys, I'm back. I'm sorry about that, my friends. My friends. What happened was I got a phone call. So, guys, I just want to say before I get into the picks, it's coming up right now, I promise, is a couple of quick things about the show. First thing is, we just keep growing. It's kind of like a more slower, grinded out kind of, you know. But every time it keeps, you know, it goes up a little bit by a little bit by a little bit, and I could not be happier. I told Matt, my frequent guest, my only guest, two times now. I told him last night or the night before that, fucking lost my train of thought. God almighty. Oh, yeah, I remember what I told him. This may sound lame or whatever, but it really means a lot to me that I have touched in a positive way. Nothing crazy. Not like, oh, you changed my life by releasing a sports betting podcast. No, but for me to reach this many people and talk to this many people daily and et cetera, et cetera. I hope if you listen to the show daily and have been listening for a while, I hope you feel like you know me. And I'm like one of your friends that you can sit down and talk to and just bullshit with. Because that's really the whole thinking behind podcasts as opposed to radio and TV, whatever. So that's that. Second thing being real quick, I have so many ideas and so much good content I could record and release. And it's going to happen. I hope you've realized over the past 10 to 12, 13, 14 days, two to three weeks, I've been working harder on the podcast back to where, to the level I was working when I had that huge boost in listens and downloads. I'm trying that again. And yeah, just get ready for some longer podcasts. My thinking being this, especially for today. Today, it's already 6:09 p.m. Eastern time. The first game and a couple of the picks that I'm about to release start at 7. So right now, we have 50 minutes. By the time I'm done releasing this, it'll probably be about 6:20, 6:25. And then by the time you listen to, if it's the shortest first segment, it'll be about 15 minutes later. So you'll have about 7 to 10 or 12-ish minutes to actually play some action if you want to tail the picks. I do have a Locky Lock pick of the day. I'm just going to release it. I'm not even going to tell you which one it is. But you can figure it out. If you really want to know, just DM me. I just want to be a little mysterious. I won't be charging for the Locky Lock pick of the day, that $25 donation, for a while. For a couple reasons. And that's pretty much it. But I'm looking forward to start really mixing up the content. I'm going to try my damnedest to keep it, like the topics and the guests that I have, as much related to sports betting as possible. But at the same time, like, say if I had, just for fucking example, like, say I have a, let's just say I have an ex-NFL player, right? And he's just out of league 1 year. He's fresh out the league, so he just played last season, etc. And say if I want to, let's just say, for example, first of all, I plan on not just doing a regular interview. I plan on asking questions that they've probably, for the most part, have not been asked yet. And if they have, it's not recorded or posted anywhere. I can't find it. So, like, just for example, okay, say if Ray Rice came on my podcast, right? I would obviously, you know, okay with him before. Or I might not. I just might surprise him on the fly and see what the fuck happens. But I would for sure, bring up the domestic violence situation he had. Dragging that chick out of the elevator. Not good. But I would definitely bring that shit up. What's the worst that can happen? I guess the absolute worst thing that happens is he punches me in the face and then leaves. Second worst, he could just leave, which isn't that bad. Third worst, I guess he might record it and then call me a day or two later and say, don't post it or take it down. But, you know, worst thing in my head, you don't get the audio content. So it is what it is. I got to try to be different. You know what I mean? Real quick, and then I'm going to get right into the picks, I promise. Here we go. I do have an interview set up next week to record with a mid to high six-figure a week handle on his local book. And according to him, between $50,000 and $200,000 profit a week. So he's a pretty big boy. He's got over 25 runners, you know, guys who basically essentially go pick up the money, drop off money, pick up tickets, drop off tickets all day long, all around the city. He's got two managers, like high-level staff right under him. And then he's got like six workers at a social club up in northern New Jersey where he basically runs everything out of. He's been my uncle's bookie for over 30 years. Both my uncles. He's been my local bookie. Not at the moment, though. And it's not because I own money and haven't paid or vice versa. It's just, I don't know. Ever since FanDuel came to New Jersey and they have the live sports book at the Meadowlands where the Giants and Jets play, I really like going out there and placing my action live. It just reminds me of being out in Vegas. I love. There's really not many things in this world I'd rather do for, you know, social time, relax time, fun time, that type of shit. Other than, you know, going to a fucking... I love my train of thought bad right there. Fuck. What the fuck was I talking about? God almighty, do I fucking hate that. Oh, shit. There's nothing better than... What the fuck? I gotta listen to that back, and then we'll get right into the thing, I promise.